Everybody with one loud voice. Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
In the power,
in the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice,
we make a choice
to voice our opinion.
Your name is great.
We proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same.
We rejoice
in the power of your name.
Oh, good morning. Hey, it's that time again. Yes, it is. It's Spirit Awareness with the Apostles. I pray you're having a blessed morning. It's a beautiful day outside. The weather is, look like we're going to have a lot of sunshine, a little heat. But it's a great day, and we're excited to be here. Listen, I need you to call your friend, your neighbor, your enemy. However you hit them up, let them know the Apostles are on this morning. We want to bless your life. My God. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome again to Spirit Awareness, brought to you by Transformation Center International, 1111 Hazel, where we're located. We're directly off of State Line across the street from Buy and Save. You can't miss us sitting on that corner. And we would love to be with you, visit with us this morning at 9 a.m. That's when we meet for every Sunday morning for a magnificent move of God with expectation of miracles, signs, and wonders. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So please, if you're looking for somewhere to go early in the morning for a service, or you just looking to catch another service before you head to your service, we'll be glad to have. That's 1111 Hazel at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning, and we'll be glad to have you. And then we're there again on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For School of Higher Learning. And you call it Bible study, and we call it School of Higher Learning, and we would be glad to have you be with us, where we have ministry for your youth and all the different age groups. And we're in a series right now, so you want to come in, we expect something great to happen for you, and we would love to have you to be with us. Shout out to all the surrounding areas, man, the Louisville Stamps, Magnolia, Garland, all of those over in that area, man, those that are getting off the late shift and midnight shift and still connected to us and telling us you're here and on your way home. Kudos to all of you this morning. I pray you're having a blessed day. You made it through the night. To those in Texarkana, Arkansas, Texarkana, Texas, man, Ashdown, New Boston, Hooks, DeKalb, all of those, man, it's just, it's so many of you guys, man, we're excited for each of you, and I thank you for continuing to listen, and want to say good morning to you. Pray that you're having a blessed day, and if you don't think you're having a blessed day, if you hear my voice, I promise you have a blessed day. That means you woke up, that means you're breathing, and so no matter what other challenges you will have the rest of this day, your day is already blessed because you awakened this morning. To those that are in the Telford unit, to the Bi-State and the Arkansas prison system here, man, God bless you, man. We love you guys. Thank you again for tuning in. Those of you that sent the letters this week, and man, you guys are kicking back up. That means you're still listening. And we are happy for you. And that request, 1111 Hazel, that's the request for address, 1111 Hazel, Texarkana, Texas, 75501. If you're missing it, that's it. It'll get to us. All right. And man, we love you guys. And remember this, that they can lock your body up, but they cannot lock your mind. So stay strong and watch God move on your behalf and give you the courage and the strength to endure some of the choices we made that put us in places or situations that we have to suffer, that we have to go through the consequences, but God will give us strength as we maneuver through this maze. called Life. Yes, and man, to all our international listeners, we love you guys, man. Thank you so much to those that are in the UK, Scotland, man, to Abuja, Nigeria, to Malawi, man, to Ghana. We love you guys, man. Wow, we excited. What a great time to be alive, and we excited about the next few weeks. Some great things is happening. We was excited about all the things that took place on last night with you guys. So I know there's a bunch of you listening this morning, and you know, man, it's good just to be connected. And the amazing part of this advanced digital world, man, there's so many things that you can do that's unbelievable sometimes, but it keeps us connected. And the magic of radio. All right, man. And we love you guys. Thank you so much. Well, shout out to all of you again this morning. We pray that all of you are having a blessed day. I want to send out a few things this morning. Our condolences, first of all, go out to my partner here. Y'all know my Pastor Tina Body and her family, my mom. Man, they had some things that they had to do this week. On yesterday, laid to rest her aunt and her mom's sister. And man, we pray for that family, that entire family, because anytime death can come, it's a challenge, and it puts us in some special places. And man, we just want to pray, and all of you that know, experience that also, to Robert and his lovely a family, man. We was a part of that service also on yesterday, man, young lady. And we want to pray for Robert's family, man, and all of those. And I know losing a daughter, there's no feeling like that. I can't say how they're feeling, but I experienced that myself. So everybody had their own different feeling, but we want to pray for the mom and the father and the rest and the children's and all of that family also. I want to keep them in prayer. And thank you for allowing us to be a part of your celebration. And we just want to say we love you guys, man. All right, I'm excited to be here. We're gonna continue to pray for those both of those families. So keep Apostle Tina, she's catching the healing, she's working, and we're looking forward that not only that, you know, her and the family is dealing with that tragedy of death. And then you know, so we want to pray for both families, and continue to pray for that. I want to head into this morning again, just before I step into where we're going, again invite you to Transformation Center. I want you, and I always do it at the first of the program, but again, 9 a.m., man, God is doing some magnificent, unordinary things right now in the body of Christ. And whew, wow, the supernatural is manifested, and that's some great healing and deliverances and changes taking place. So if you're looking for us, some guy that's in this maze called life, and you want to get some strength and some encouragement and some knowledge, man, come see us this morning. I believe God has given us a message that will bless your life this morning. All right, I'm back into all of this week. Most of you went through a lot of the scenarios on this week. You know, the clips and all the stuff that happened around here in Texas, in Texarkana, all over Texas, the cities, the seven cities that through Texas that it went to, and I know everybody was excited, and everybody looking at what's happening. And one of the things that we tried to emphasize so much on last Sunday as we ministered, I believe it was last Sunday. I mean, we tried to minister concerning understanding the signs that of the time, the what God is speaking and what God is trying to say to us. It is necessary in this season that we're not just trying to be ecclesia, or the church where people just gather to have a good time and get your emotionals all over the place, where you excited and feel good but leave out uninformed. This season, it is necessary. It is so important that we understand where we are and what time it is with God and what's to take place during this time. Because, you know, the old folks used to say something, and I'm live. Y'all can give me a call, 903-794-1047. I am open. I'm open to hear your comments, your prayer requests, as well as share where we are. Maybe you have a question for me. The old people used to tell us, and if you any age at all, you heard this for years, the Lord is coming, and you better get ready, and he's coming anytime. And so some of us have gotten immune to that voice that's been spoken for years, and said, well, mama and them been saying he coming forever. I heard him since I was a little girl, and he ain't here yet. And so, and we've just gotten got immune to that. But what I want us to do, it is important at this particular time that you not just go to church to get emotional highs and enjoy emotional time and lift you up, and then get out the door, and you're not knowledgeable, you're not aware of what we are in the season. I believe it is our responsibility. Hear me good. It's our responsibility as the 5-4 leaders in the body of Christ to make sure that we're helping those that have been assigned to us, those that we speak to, those that we are to influence and encourage, that they understand where we are and what's taking place. I believe even though we've gotten immune, and mom and dad and all of this has been said to us most of our lives, that we have gotten immune and said, man, you know, I'm going to get ready. They've been telling me the Lord coming for a long time. Well, I want you to understand that according to the scripture, and it is important that leaders have this knowledge and give you this information. We're not saying that it's going to happen tomorrow. We're not saying we know the time, but here's the scripture says the things that are taking place now are signs that are close to, and the Bible call them birthing pains, just before he comes. These are the things that will take place. It talks about the earthquakes. It talks about the wars and rumors of war. It talks about all the things that will manifest, and we are seeing those things in the earth realm right now. We're seeing them taking place all over the nation, not just in Texarkana, not just in the United States, but it's happening all over the nation, because I'm talking to the nation today because of the power of radio and advancement. Listen to me. When he says the birthing pain, it's just it's the example of a woman that's having a baby just before she has the baby. Now, I haven't had a baby. I've been in the room with people having baby, but I have never had now. But I will tell you that before the baby comes, the pain, the contractions, the closer it get to birth, the more frequent the attraction come. You know, now they spread it from every 10 minutes to the closest she get to birth is happening every 5 minutes, then 2 minutes in women, and they know that it's about to come, and then the baby come. And so the scripture says these things are birthing pain. These things are things that will happen just prior to him coming. So we know that we are really close to the birthing of the coming of the Lord. And so it is essential that we prepare ourselves for what's happening. Now let me get to those that are probably turned a deaf ear to me because of those statements there. despite what him getting ready, we are at the edge or at the close of him coming back to earth. I want you to know that no matter where you are and how strong these birthing pains are and what is with now, I want you to know that God is still concerned about you. He has not given up or not wanting to keep you safe nor bless your life. We having so many challenges. Now, let me just say, let me not draw in from the nation. Well, no, I'm not going to draw in from the nation. But let me say, for you that are here in Texarkana, United States, or whatever city you in, or whatever country you in right now, we are experiencing so much, so many life challenges. Are we in this maze called life, and we looking for answers? Our life is discombobulated, as the old folks used to say. What did that mean, Pastor? Meaning that we challenge on every edge. We not from finances to relationships to disappointments in life. All of these things are bombarding us, and some of us are at the place where, is there any answers? You know, I talk to people all the time. Is there any answers? What man, when does it stop? Do I ever get a relief, or do I just give up? And unfortunately, there are some that are really at the place where they are giving up. The challenge has become so intense that I don't know. I don't know what else to do, man. I'm sitting here this morning. Someone is hearing my voice. You're sitting on your sofa. You're sitting at your table. You're drinking your coffee, or you're driving down the road, and you're saying to yourself, hey, "Man, it's over. I can't stand any more calamity in my life. I've had enough." And then there's some of you that have a relationship with him, saying, you know what, it's going to be better for me to get out of here. If he want to come on, he can come on right now. He can take me. I'll just get out of here so I can go on and go to heaven and be done with it, because these challenges have become too intense. Listen to me. That may be your intentions, but here's what I say. I mean, this maze called life is still controlled by God. Especially if you have relationship, you shouldn't be thinking about getting up and getting out of here. Well, I'm better off. I got my life together and I'm done. No. You got to work. There's too many people around you that you have not affected, that don't have their life together, that you should be making sure that the spillover out of your life is influenced to understand who they are, that they become new creatures, that they is connected to the Father, and that they have themselves together. No matter how tough life is, I do not want to leave here. I am not in no hurry to get here. I may be prepared to go, I may have business fixed, but I'm not in no hurry. So God don't have to get no hurry to come get me. You don't need to be giving up like that. I want you to know that He will sustain you. Lean not to your own understanding. Take your own words and you preach that you read over and over and over, and trust Him that He's going to guide you through this thing. To that person that's listening to me that do not have a relationship with Him, and the maze of life has captured you. Are y'all listening to me this morning? You can give me a call. Come on, 903-794-1047. I would love to talk to somebody this morning, because, listen to me. We cannot give up. That person that don't know Him, that just says, you know what, I have no answers, but I do know this. I may not have I don't know the Father, I don't know God like that, but man, I'm just tired. I can't take it no more. I want to tell you something, that God love you enough that He will sustain you. He will be your navigation system through this maze called life. So the scripture I want to read to you this morning, I want you to hear me. I'm hoping that I inspire you this morning. It's from the book of Amos, the 9th chapter, 13 through 15 verse. And it reads, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God decree, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heel of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Are y'all listening to me? Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings, blessings like wine poured off the mountains and hills. I'm making everything right again for my people of Israel. They rebuild their ruined cities, their yards, and drink good wine. They work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I plant them on their own land. They never again will be uprooted from the land I gave them. God, your God, says so. Listen. This is a passage of scripture where the people of God had been taken away from their places and have been through storms. They have been through challenge. They've been through this maze called life, and they had had disappointment, and they had had captivity, and they had been prisoners in their own land and taken to other places. But God said, listen, my time has come. He said, yes, indeed, I'm done. It won't be long now. I've seen your calamity. I've seen where you've been. I've seen this maze about to take you out. He said, so I'm about to do things in your life. Despite what's going on around you, I'm about to make things happen so fast, your head gonna swim. Somebody ought to get happy right there. I'm talking to that person that's sitting in there on the sofa, riding in the car, sitting at the table. You have given up. You said, man, this thing ain't gonna turn around. Relationship, financially, everything is crushing on me. But God said, hey, trust me. I love you enough. You get in relationship with me. Listen, let me be the God of your life. Become the new creation. Listen, I'm saying to the believer, those that are connected to him, them that love him, them that have relationship with him already, and you are at that place in life where the maze have taken you out. The navigation system has quit working for you because you're not listening to it. You're not listening to the direction. But God said, I need to turn me back on. Turn your navigation system back on. Who is my navigation system, Apostle? Jesus Christ himself. Listening to his voice. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. And listen for the voice of God. And he will keep you on the right path. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. He said, turn that navigation system back on and listen to me. What I'm about to do in the midst of all of this. Yes, I'm at the birthing pains of my return, and there are so much going on right now, but here's what I'm about to do for you, because you're connected to me, you love me, and I'm concerned about you. He said, I'm decreeing that things about to happen for you in the midst of the challenge, in the midst of difficult, in the midst of shortage and finances and what's happening. Kingdom has another set of rules. Yeah. The government of God, if you're doing things God's way, are y'all listening to me today? I'm going to give you hope. I'm going to say, he said, they about to happen so fast for you, people ain't going to understand. How is it manifesting? I'm going to send people in your life that you never thought you didn't have connection, that will help you, will give you direction, will do things. And don't be afraid. Watch me as I open the veins that will come, that will spill into your life. Hope, life again. It's that time. Yes, it is. To those that do not, have relationship with him, let me encourage you today that maybe you tried him and maybe it didn't work, or maybe you didn't get the right information. You had the disappointment and didn't get the response you thought you should have get. Now, I'm not talking about just going to church. I'm talking about relationship. I'm talking about doing kingdom business, kingdom mandate. I'm talking about being doing things God's way. Give him the opportunity. Turn the navigation system for you to help you get through this maze. Turn God back on in your life and watch him move. And some of you say, I've been doing it so long, I'm tired of doing it, I'm tired, I give up. Galatians 6:9-10, one of the passages that you should always keep in your repertoire. Galatians 6:9-10, for you that's been doing good, you that's been trying to make it work and it look like it ain't working, so let us not get tired of doing what is good. That's what the scripture say. At just the right time, boy, right there, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. If we don't give up. That 10th verse said, therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith. Listen to me. Listen to me. It is not over. Yes, it's challenging. Yes, we in the birthing pain. Yes, the return is near. But here's what I want you to know. In the midst of all this chaos, in the midst of all of these challenges, are you listening to me right now? I want you to give God an opportunity to be your guide. Turn him back on in your life. In the midst of everything that's being manifested, in the midst of everything that's taking place right now, I want you to give God an opportunity to manifest himself, to show you again who he is. I tried him, Apostle. And look. Well, maybe you didn't have the right knowledge or the right information, or maybe there was some things that you missed. There was some steps that you missed. Let's go back and try them again. Matter of fact, don't take a whole lot of prolific words and things. It's just simple this morning. Just say it to him. Talk to him like you are talking in the natural, maybe even with your ebonics, and say, Father, I know I backed away from you. I tried to look like this thing didn't work, but I want you to begin to guide my life again. I want you back in my life. Oh, yeah. Very, very, very simple. And say, I'm going to submit myself to you, that you be my Father, and I'm asking you for forgiveness. And I want to be connected back to you. I want you to continue. I want you to guide my life again. And here I am. Listen, you just turn it back on, and I promise you, the reroute has taken place. Turn at this junction. Y'all have used navigation system. Say, turn around, and say, now go back and let's get you back on course. Now we're back on course and we headed to our destination. So I'm telling you, it won't be long now. God said, I'm about to make some things happen for you quick. It won't be long. And for you that's gotten tired, he said, don't give up. Don't get tired of doing good. Don't get tired of doing good. At just the right time, you'll get this harvest. He's not going to let us go down. Bless it. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. I want to pray for those that's listening to me this morning. I want to tell you those that maybe you gave yourself, you got back in the fold this morning. You let God be your guide. You turn that thing around. You ask him forgiveness. Maybe you those that were discouraged. I want to pray for you now. Father, we thank you for all of those that listening to my voice this morning, that heard what you spoke to me, that you downloaded this morning as we spoke to their lives. I pray that you will continue to guide them, that God, you will cover them, that you will protect them, and that you will cause them to manifest the promises that you said you would give. And those that have gotten tired and got weary, we're going to trust your word. Thank you for the return of your presence. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. Connect yourself. Get somewhere. Get somebody where someone can help you, guide you through this thing that already been awakened. Y'all going to have a great day. It's going to be a great week. God's going to bring his fullness to your life. Till next week, y'all. Have a great time. I'll see you on next week. Have a blessed day. Yesterday too.